Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend you go to the Devil Radio website, download our app. You can take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. You can download it from the Apple and Google store. And Luke made a good point. You can say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you got to go wait a little bit and you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Okay? That's simple enough. How simple is that? How simple can it get? Then you can listen to it. The other thing is, we have a link on our website, support Devil Radio. Click on it. Go through it. See if you want to support Devil Radio. Many of you said you do. I really appreciate it. Keep your favorite shows in business. We're the only, frankly, democratic, progressive on the left, liberal, whatever you call it, antidote to a lot of the really bad things you hear on most talk radio. Most talk radio not only supported Trump, but enabled him to betray us to Russia, to question the CIA and the FBI, to destroy NATO, destroy the EU, destroy our alliances in the Pacific. Republican Party has become a clear and present danger to the United States, not because all of them are that way. Liz Cheney's not, Adam Kinzinger is not, but most of them are. This is the station where you're going to hear it straight. You might not agree with everything. I don't care if you agree with everything or not. My show, anybody can call in. Anybody. Any point of view is welcome. We'll talk about it. And I want to talk history. I don't want a lot of people throwing some stuff at me. They can go ahead and try it. Stuff that's false without historical basis. Let's talk about it. So look forward to all of that. We are now going to get to this one I found it hard to believe, but this is Ron Johnson again. There is a Republican, it's sort of a gathering slash not really fundraiser. It's called Chicken Burn in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, suburb of Milwaukee. Some activist out there has it every year. And everybody comes swarming around in the Republican Party and candidates come strutting their wares and Chicken Burn. And it even has a slightly violent overtone to it. I mean, all right, it's funny, Chicken Burn and all that. Burn is a violent noun verb together, Chicken Burn, you know. Why don't you just say chicken dinner, okay? But they go Chicken Burn, okay. I don't much care. But in it, this is actually very funny, but it has precedent. A woman who is actually somebody who was not a Republican, but pretended to be, and they had a video, came up to Ron Johnson and said that she's a conservative and she thinks the election was stolen and all that. And Ron Johnson, thinking that he's talking to a fellow conservative, so a little on the nutty side, said, look, the only reason Trump lost was because he didn't perform as well as other Republicans on the ballot. He didn't get 51,000 votes that every other Republican got, and that's why he lost, and the election results were not skewed. He said exactly what I would say on this show. Republicans got 1,661,000 votes. If you count up the various congressional candidates and the various assembly candidates and Senate candidates, and even though it's gerrymandered that, you know, they didn't get many in Dane County and Milwaukee, they got a ton in Waukesha and Ozaukee, put it all together, Trump got 50,000 less than that. There are 50,000 people who voted Republican and wouldn't vote for Trump. Ron Johnson said it straight out on video. He did not know it was being videoed, and he did not know who he was talking to. And back last year, I don't know if you recall this, a former Republican chairman of the Brown County, that means Green Bay, Republican Party called him up and said, what's all this big lie stuff about the election being stolen? You know it wasn't stolen. And what Ron Johnson didn't know, this time he had the right guy. It was a Republican chairman of a major county. He didn't know the guy was taping it. Johnson said, I know that. We all know that. But if I said that, I'd be killed by the Trump base. That's on tape and played nationally. You can say, well, didn't the guy commit a criminal offense? No. Taping is a state law issue. There are single-party consent states and two-party consent states. We are a single-party consent state. Either side can tape without telling the other. Some states, like Illinois and I think Indiana still, maybe Pennsylvania, are two-party. You got to let the other guy know and get his consent, or you've committed a criminal offense. So if out there listening, you think this is a neat thing, don't do it. The reason I say don't do it is if you call into a state that's two-party consent, they may go, well, the call came into that state, so it's two-party. And you may go, well, it came out of Wisconsin. That's one party. Hire a lawyer, $300 an hour, and you'll beat it at a jury trial 2 years from now, okay? So use some common sense. There's one exception to everything I've said. A lawyer in Wisconsin can't tape anybody without his consent. Lawyers are held to a stricter standard. You don't have one-party consent with lawyers. Some sneaky lawyers will use investigators and secretaries to do it. I believe that is unethical. So now Ron Johnson is getting swarmed by the Trump cult. They're going, hey, you're on video saying that Trump lost because he didn't perform as well as other Republicans because he didn't get 51,000 votes that they did. That was one of the few true things that Ron Johnson said. He's been pushing ivermectin. He's been pushing hydroxychloroquine. He's been pushing anti-vax. He's been pushing Putin, distrust of the CIA and the FBI, but he flat out told the truth. And this is what's hurting him in the Republican Party. Now, they may have forgiven the phone call with the Brown County guy back in November. But, you know, at some point, I don't care if they fell off the turnip truck on the way into town. I don't care if they can find their rear end when they put their hands in their back pockets. At some point, they go, hey, maybe this guy is saying stuff that he doesn't believe. And the real stuff is on tape. Hey, I think this hurts him. This hurts him because in the election in 2022, if he decides to run, you know what's going to happen? He's got to get the Trump base to have a prayer. A lot of them may stay home. A lot of them will anyway, because Trump isn't on the ballot on the top. But then they have this character who's playing it two ways. He's trying to suck up to them by being anti-vax and anti-mask, but he's playing it two ways. And, there's a thing called a hot mic. Well, this is more than a hot mic. This is a hot phone. He got trapped by a hot phone. We're going to the lines. CJ of Madison, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Hey there. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you, CJ?
I am good, thanks. Say, I'm curious, though. You don't explain the whole, you only tell part of the story about Ron Johnson's statement at that chicken burn. What he was trying to say is that there are some flaws in what is happening in each of those counties that he spoke of. And I'm curious, do you have to show an ID to get a COVID shot?
Well, here's the deal. If you get a COVID shot, they're going to ask you questions. You don't have to show an ID, but you're out of your mind
yes, you
to try to sneak in because yes, you want to have a second one too, unless it's Johnson & Johnson. So if it's Moderna and Pfizer, you want a second one 3 weeks later, and you don't go, hey, you know, go in a raincoat and a bald head or something, or a wig, and you go, hey, I'm a Secret Service man, and I'm going to disappear. So, but you're making a point, CJ, so don't let me anticipate it. Are you talking about voting?
Well, certainly. I'm curious why Democrats and anyone, independents or whoever, or Republicans, if you don't believe that you need to show an ID to vote. I'm curious why.
Well, first of all, you do have to show an ID to vote in Wisconsin.
No, you don't.
Pardon me?
No, you don't. No, you do not.
What do you think? I can just walk in and not show anything? You think that's still the law?
well, it's the law, but it didn't happen in Vote in the Park.
Well, no, that's a different story. Vote in the Park, they were collecting ballots, which you could have put in a Dropbox. You're talking about Madison now.
You put in a Dropbox,
you could have mailed them in. Your identification process occurred when you got the ballots in the first place. That's one thing. The other thing, they had clerks there, and you absolutely did have to identify yourself. Luke, you're a Madison guy. You occasionally go to Mifflin Street, Williamson Street, walk down State Street. So tell me what happened with Vote in the Park over there. Seemed very, very innocent. What's the deal, Luke?
Yeah, CJ, you actually had to have your absentee ballot already sent to you in the mail. It was not a opportunity for you to get an absentee ballot. It was not an opportunity of anything like that. Democracy in the Park, which was what the event was titled, was an effort for Madison clerks to get people who were indefinitely confined or did not have anybody in their apartments or homes because of the Safer at Home order to be able to have somebody sign their absentee ballot as their witness. It is law in Wisconsin to have your absentee ballot signed by a witness to prove that you are the one filling out your absentee ballot. That is what was happening. Any malfeasance that the Republican or right-wing talk radio hosts have been chalking it up to be as ballot harvesting or filling out extra ballots or anything of that nature is overblown conjecture. So I do not understand why you believe that somebody who was, say myself, living in my apartment and indefinitely confined because of the Safer at Home order that was in place needed somebody to be able to sign my ballot to prove that I was filling out my absentee ballot. That's what Democracy in the Park was, CJ.
Yeah, that's a good point. And CJ, if I can just follow up on that, these people had to show ID to get a ballot. I mean, at the very beginning, they did show an ID. What you're talking about is when they wanted a witness, they show up and say, here, I'm going to sign it and you witness it. The fact is that in rural areas, a husband will sign for the wife and the wife for the husband, and the Republicans contested that too. So it's apples and oranges. They did have to show an ID. But thank you for calling. Call in more often. You know, you have an opposing point of view. And by the way, the chicken burn, I think that Ron Johnson did hurt himself, my own view. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.